Com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't
vote.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
That's actually from the movie The Vernon John Story. He was a prophet that preceded Martin Luther King Jr. And boy, was he a prophet. If you've not seen that, the true story, the documentary form type, and it's pretty awesome. Seen it probably about 130 times now. So I thought I'd share that with you listeners. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, folks, a heads up, in case you didn't know, and for the young crowd, just saying, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers as they wish to call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or you can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, downloads, videos, most recent pictures, events, and the such, up-and-coming dates. Phone lines are accessible as well, 1-877-807-9977. Again, the phone number is 1-877-807-9977. 53 countries are listening. Several affiliates across the United States of America, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way to Minnesota, people are listening. They are tuning in on a daily basis. Oh, one more thing. If you'd like to check me out, go to my personal website on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. Got a fan page as well that will be Bradley Dean as well. Check them out. Like them, please. Same thing with Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we can see that taking place across the country on a daily basis. And we want to get away from that. We want to get back to our two foundations. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington in his farewell address. For those that did not know George Washington or who he was, I'm not being facetious. He was the president of the United States, the father of our country. Now, folks, one thing when you do go over to the Facebook page, what you'll find is feedbacks. For example, I posted just the other day, others have to fight to win the crown, and you expect to get it by lying in bed. Do you think there are crowns in heaven for those who never fight their sins? Do you believe that there are rewards in heaven for those who never follow Christ and never endured hardship for his sake? Nay, make no mistake, you know not what the truth is. Charles Spurgeon. So I posted that quote. Got a comment from Harold. He said, thanks for sharing that. He said, I'm going through some of the toughest trials in my life right now and desperately needed the encouragement. I'm glad only God heard my prayer around 4:30 this morning. Folks, the Lord knows what he's doing. Forget it not. He always knows what's going on. The Bible says that he looks to and fro upon the good and the evil. The Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Now just think, he's the creator of the heavens and the earth. The heaven is his throne and the earth is his, well, that's where he puts his feet. That's a really nice way of explaining and defining so you can understand where the Lord puts his feet. Also consider this, friends. The Bible also says that the government is upon the shoulders of his son, which is awesome. That's why when you look at our Mosaic Institution, you can solidify that. Again, we are a Christian nation, no question about it. And, oh, I was just thinking something. I was wondering if I should share it with you. Oh, I know Scripture also says that the nations are but a drop in the bucket. He's a big God. He really is. And, you know, the Bible also says a sparrow will not fall to the ground without him seeing it. He knows the very numbers of the hairs upon your head. That's pretty impressive stuff, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Got another comment. Facebook. Melinda, thank you for the invite. I love that we were all fighting for the same things in life. Our Bible is the best for how we all should live. I just love this page, said Melinda, about Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. What about Brian responding to a text art? He said, love your absolute truth. It's a rare thing to hear truth and logic on the radio nowadays. He said, in a world where political correctness, which is tyranny with manners, racism created for political gain, only if it's tolerated, my friends, and just plain stupidity is the norm. Your show is refreshing to say the least. Keep up the good work, guys. And we appreciate that, Brian. Thank you for listening. Last article was Freedom to Break the Law. I talked a little bit about it yesterday. Freedom is not the right to do whatever we want to do, but that which is right before God to do, of course, because he's the one that gave us the rights in the first place. I'll talk a little bit about that today. That was my text art. Trent responded on Facebook. Anyone out there who has not listened to these gentlemen is missing out on the real conversation. That's awesome. You know what? I suggest, Trent, Brian, Melinda, Harold, phone lines are wide open. You know what happens all day long, friends? We get emails, we get texts, we get responses through Facebook, emails, and the such. The phone lines are wide open. It kind of reminds me a little of this, friends, and let me just give you kind of a little bit of a parallel. I get the bloggers attacking me all the time, but they will never confront me on the radio. Now, I say that about those that are at odds with our republic. Now, to my friends, there's absolutely no reason for you not to call in and weigh in and share your thoughts. That's an invitation. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. I promise I will not bite your head off. A couple more referrals. To the team at Sons of Liberty Radio, we had the pleasure of meeting both Bradley and Jake this past June. Wow, what a breath of fresh air in this climate of political correctness. These guys are such a charge of old-fashioned, flag-waving energy and inspiration that people need. They are unashamed of the pillars that undergirded our nation since its birth. But they are more than pot stirrers. These men, along with their supporting team, are throwbacks in the spirit of the founders. Not many are aware that the spearhead of the American independence was loud, a persistent call from the Christian pulpits. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about how America has exchanged real grace for licentiousness. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Radio shows out there this week. I was actually on The Morning Zone with Dave Chapin, Eric Strauss Show with Fatback Nation. That was a live interview for an hour and 5 minutes. I had the opportunity to speak to 17 states through Clear Channel. Eric Strauss is a really cool guy, by the way. And then 2 days ago, I was with Dr. Gina Loudon, and she's with Politichicks. So if you'd like to hear any of those podcasts, you can go ahead and download those as well. And we will update on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you don't want to do your homework, you can just go over to our website and we'll do it for you. Sound good? The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which is the ignorant, and by the way, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. I'll say it again. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, rightly said, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Now, it's interesting that we've heard this constitutional scholar that's in the White House from Cambridge College. Nobody recollects him being there whatsoever, not even his professors. They can't remember ever seeing Barack Hussein Obama there. But he's come out of Cambridge as a constitutional scholar that reminds the American people on a daily basis that we are a democracy, which, in fact, we are not a democracy. George Bush Sr. inundated the American people with the fact that we were a democracy. Bill Clinton inundated the American people with the fact that we were a democracy. George W. Bush inundated the American people with the fact that we were a democracy. And of course, Barack Hussein Obama is inundating the American people with the fact that we are a democracy. Yesterday I talked about how, you know, the longer and the bigger the lie that you tell to the people, sooner or later they're going to believe your lie. And it's a sad day in America that there's so many things that they've been lied about, but yet they consistently believe what they tell them. And that's all you, again, have to do, friends, is read your founding documents to find out who's telling you the truth. It's just like, how do you tell if a stick is crooked? You lay a straight one next to it. And it doesn't take you more than an hour and a half. Oh, I'm sorry, Columbia College. Barack Hussein went to Columbia, where no one can recollect who he was. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's called saving face. And we appreciate that because we know the bloggers would love to pick up something like that and say, do you know what Bradley said? Well, I'm doing this off memory, so forgive me. Isn't it interesting that all of those presidents are also the ones calling for a new world order? When I do tea parties all across the country, I'll ask the folks, I'll say, who's the last president to actually acknowledge that we were a republic, a constitutional republic? Without fail, one will stand up, will shout out Ronald Reagan. And I have to say true that. Ronald Reagan was the last one to acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, said, quote, unquote, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. I'm going to cover a whole lot, and I'm going to fill in a whole lot as to the topic of licentiousness, democracy, equality, and I'm going to bring in George Zimmerman and his trial with Trayvon Martin. Folks, in the light of the George Zimmerman trial, many people are watching the media circus fabricate its next deception while the media are attempting to divide the Americans through racial wars that belong not to this generation. The media has been exposed time and time again for their outright lies concerning this case. If it's not MSNBC omitting portions of Zimmerman's 911 call, or jurors proclaiming that the media showing only pictures of an innocent little black boy has deceived them, then it's the prosecutors who are withholding evidence that would exonerate Zimmerman. So the media is doing their job. What are they doing? They're spinning their web. Now, friends, the question I have for everybody today, listening to the Sons of Liberty, is do they have the right to dispense half-truths, fabricated stories, or outright lies? Of course not. No way. We have not been given freedom, friends, to break the law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. This is simply what the people tolerate when you see a media act out in such a fashion. And of course, that is until it hits their livelihood, your livelihood. And let me tell you something, friends. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he stated, an injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And it is. An injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Yesterday, I asked the question, what would you do if George Zimmerman was your son? What would you do if you were George Zimmerman and everybody in the country knew you were innocent because you were merely defending yourself from some hoodlum that was assaulting you and you were in a fear for your life in every sense of the word and you shot him in self-defense? And yet you have a state-run media come in, bend the truth. Folks, they're even trying to make George Zimmerman to be a white man. He's not. He's a Mexican. By the way, he's also a registered Democrat. So it shows you that they're willing to take out their own. You know, Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s, friends, he was a mob head. I've seen a documentary, and he said, you don't have to worry about anybody getting you outside of the mob because we only kill our own. That's exactly right. They only kill their own, because you reap what you sow. It rains on the just and on the unjust. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But just think about this. What happened to real love? What happened to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? If I was George Zimmerman right now, I would be trusting that the American people were going to stand up and do the right thing. And of course, a good majority of the American people are, but the state-run media are stonewalling you. They don't want your voice in this case. What they want to do is they want to highlight the Black Panthers, who are basically calling, friends, who are basically calling for retaliation if Zimmerman is exonerated. You mean if the law is magnified against the real criminal in this case, and Zimmerman's found to be innocent? They don't care about that. The question you have to ask yourself then, friends, is who's the real racist? And the word racist came from Trotsky back in the 30s, who was a part of Stalin's regime. And he said the word racist was only there to be used to browbeat anybody that dissented. This isn't an issue of law. Folks, black power is as dangerous as white power, said Martin Luther King. And now here we are seeing black folks do everything contrary to what they say that they believe. I don't personally care if Trayvon Martin was black, purple, pink. I don't care if Zimmerman's white, black, gold, purple, or pink. I don't care what color they are. All nations are one blood. We're in this together. Either we're going to get along, friends, and we're going to make it through, or else we're going to die as fools. And countries all over the country right now are watching this government use this case as a political battering ram, only to be used to divide and conquer the American people through creating domestic insurrection through racial wars. That's exactly what this is all about. By the way, they're now finding that a lot of these directives and these orders are coming directly from the Obama administration. If you remember the Zimmerman case when it first came out, friends, the local sheriff said there was nothing to charge Zimmerman for or with because he was innocent. He was protecting his life. What's the message if he's convicted? You better not protect yourselves. You better not deal with the assailants. Well, what good is having a gun then? See, friends, we have the right to bear arms. And the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. But if we have arms to bear and we can't defend ourselves against the criminals because the American people allow the justice system to flush down the toilet the very laws that they are to magnify, then guess what? It's null and void in every sense of the word. I originally asked you the question, what would you do if you were George Zimmerman right now? I listened to conservative radio the other day for about 2 minutes, as much as I could stomach. And they were doing nothing but talking about how Zimmerman's going to be hung, and it seemed that they were okay with the fact that he was being lynched by black folks. Folks, they're going so far as to paint the color of his skin in an attempt to justify themselves and justify the crimes that they themselves are committing against the innocent. And the American people are laughing it off like it's no big deal. Hey, folks, the known propensity of democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Just hold on with me. We're going to take this in stride, step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept. Got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, 1-877-807-9977. Check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Been talking about the known propensity of a democracy as to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. We interjected right off the bat, George Zimmerman trial. And then I asked you the question, what would you do if you were George Zimmerman, or George Zimmerman was your son? Knowing that he was defending himself in the face of an assailant who was basically a thug, a thief, a criminal, threatening the life of Zimmerman. And then what we talked about is, does the media have the right to lie? No, because we have not been given the freedom to break the law. And freedom of speech, folks, is not the embodiment of saying whatever you want to say, how you say it, where you say it, and when you say it. Well, some will say, well, that's okay. No, it's not. It's okay until it's you at the end of that speech. Folks, freedom of speech does not, in any sense of the word, define out to actually advocate lawlessness. Because the right giver didn't give us the right to break his law. Let me get back to Zimmerman really quick. I'd said right before the break, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What happened to that? The American people should be standing up in defense of the truth. We're not to wrest judgment. That means to pervert judgment. No, we're to condemn the wicked and we're to justify the righteous. That's what the justice system is for. Not to get inside and pervert justice because it works for this administration, only to divide the American people, creating a race war, because, folks, that's exactly what it is all about. And what does that end? It's only there to incite domestic insurrection, which everybody knows that this administration's been attempting to do since day one. And there's Zimmerman sitting there, hoping that the truth will prevail. Yet yesterday, or a couple days ago, I'm listening to conservatives talking about how he's going to be lynched. Man, I hope those conservatives, if I was ever to get in trouble for the right reasons, because, folks, it's not hard to do. If you want to get in trouble, just do the right thing today. I'd want the American people to stand up because it's we the people, not they the governments. And again, there are employees that are trying to hang their employee or their employers. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. And it's only going to fly in the face of the people if the people allow it to go. Don't you remember the O.J. Simpson case, friends? Remember CNN in their stupidity and criminal attitude and behavior in their reporting their news? Remember they gave a white response to the verdict with O.J. Simpson and a black response? Why would you do something that stupid unless you didn't know what you were doing? Remember the L.A. riots, Rodney King? Well, folks, look at all the facts that were missing from that case. Did you know that there was three people in that car? Two black dudes in the back and Rodney King was in the front. For those that didn't know, Rodney King was a felon for armed robbery. He was going 100 and some miles an hour going through stop signs, fleeing from the police. He was on drugs. He was assaulting female police officers. But what they do is they omit just enough to show you Rodney King getting beat up by a bunch of cops that are just trying to keep him down. How come the other two black dudes that were in the car weren't doing that? Because they weren't felons, because they weren't criminals, they weren't on drugs. They weren't assaulting the police. But what was the final result from Rodney King case? L.A. riots. Who created that? The state-run media should be personally held accountable for that, friends. I'm not justifying anything that took place with the Rodney King case. But I am saying there was a whole lot of facts that were omitted in the case that were not laid to the feet of the American people to decide what was right and what was wrong, what was just and what was unjust. Did you want to add something to that Zimmerman case?
Well, I just wanted to say really quick, as it's kind of going off the topic, but on a different note, but I was just reading this article about these seven men in Britain that were, they're Muslim, and they were basically just sentenced to life in prison, every single one of them, for sex trafficking young girls and just doing crazy stuff to young girls. And this started back in 2004, and the first known complaint is 2006, and there was multiple complaints about these people from the time they started to when they finally gotten, you know, and arrested. And it said, despite irrefutable evidence that the girls are being abused, no one, according to the report published by the House of Commons on June 5th, acted to draw all the facts together, apparently due to fears of the police and social workers that they would be accused of racism against Muslims.
Yep.
And so basically, in Britain, they're basically told that they can't, I mean, they're at the point that we are now, that you can't say anything, whether it's truth or not, because you're racist.
That's right. And so what they're doing is they're creating an atmosphere that when you do tell the truth, and by the way, that is freedom of speech, is to promulgate the truth, not the lie, lawfulness, not unlawfulness. And now what they're trying to do is they're trying to make people afraid of telling the truth, as you just said, in fear of the consequence of doing it. Hey, you know what? Where's the preachers? I'm going to die going down speaking the truth, God's word and God's truth, because I ain't bending and I ain't bowing. And guess what, friends? If you don't bow, you don't burn. And I ain't.
Yeah.
And the problem is too many people are just allowing it. They're tolerating it through their apathetic ways because, after all, it's summertime and we need to take a break. And guess when the enemy attacks the hardest? Well, when everybody's taking a break or during holiday seasons.
Yeah, it said in this article that the judge basically gave these seven guys, harsh sentences to prove a point, basically saying that they're not going to, they're not going to say it, take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, well, what about all the girls that you basically let be violated, and beyond violated? They were tortured and abused.
That's right.
So,
well, we're in a system now, and we're beginning to see this more and more, friends, where more sympathy is shown for the assailant or the criminal himself than the victims. And, I mean, you can see that through the abortion industry right now. You see, the abortionists, those that are guilty of killing their own children, holding up signs stating, stop the war on women. Well, they just got done murdering their babies. That's not a good place to put yourself, friends. It really isn't. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, said the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. I'll take it another step. I know that in America today, most people believe that the grace that the American church has been teaching is merely a license to go out and use that grace as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13. Folks, grace is not used as a cover-up. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a minute. It's there as an empowerment to magnify law. not to destroy law. God shed his grace upon us. And when you look at our foundations, we have something called the Mosaic Institution, the moral law of God that we're to magnify against crime. When you look at the veterans that are laying 6 feet under the ground, what did they die magnifying? The laws of our Constitution against what? Crime, tyranny. Which, by the way, they're tolerating today through this administration. The American people are. So, folks, grace is not the right to do what you want to do, neither. It's the right to do what you ought to do, and it's the empowerment to do what God commanded you to do, not suggested you to do. So the grace that the American church has been teaching today is to go out and use that grace as an occasion for the flesh. And they're also teaching that it's the right to break God's moral law. But in fact, that mindset stands in direct contradiction to its true definition. If I went out to see a funeral right now, let's say I was in Virginia, Washington, in Washington, D.C., and I'm right across the bridge in Virginia at Arlington Cemetery, and I see some of our boys coming back in boxes, and I see their families weeping over their loss, and if I have any common sense, I look upon that loss that that family, that sacrifice that that family just gave, and understand that that sacrifice was given for me. There's nothing I'm going to do to desecrate the price paid or the sacrifice that was given to me. No way. I'm going to stand up for the same thing that that man or that woman stood up for. That's real grace in the spiritual sense, friends. And if you read Ephesians 2:8, it says, we're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. But if you go right up to the top, Ephesians 2:1, it talks about how we're quickened. Who's quickened? Those that are dead in trespasses and sins. So we're no longer alive to ourselves, but under the Spirit of Christ and by the power of the Spirit of Christ. So what stands contrary to real grace? Well, herein comes its counterfeit. It's called licentiousness. America stands back and wonders why their government acts in such a fashion that it does, as to believe that the government now has some mysterious freedom to break the laws of our republic. Now, let me again counter that with what Fisher Ames said. I just said that the government has some mysterious freedom to break the laws of our republic. Fisher Ames warning us of a democracy or a democratic form of government, because knowing all the well, they just threw off that system only to take on a constitutional republic, only if we can keep it, said Ben Franklin to a woman that asked what form of government that was given to her. But Fisher Ames said the known propensity of a democracy, there's the first lie, friends. We're not a democracy, we're a republic. We just exposed licentiousness and grace. The American version of the professed church's grace and the definition today is now standing with its counterfeit called licentiousness. By the way, friends, if you do a word study from 1913 to the present and you look up the word love, contrary to the word lust, they stood contrary one to the other. Now, if you look at the meanings love and lust today, they almost go hand in glove. Folks, lust takes, love gives. You understand? Love gives, lust takes. Here, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. It didn't say anything in that verse of Scripture, John 15:13, about taking anything. But folks, now when I come back, I really want to kick this up because I want to get back into the Zimmerman case. And I also want to show you folks who the George Zimmerman trial judge is. It's the fox in the chicken coop. She is the fox in the chicken coop. She looks a little like that one guy. What's his name?
Chris Farley.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say it, but folks, I think this is his sister. Now, Chris is no longer with us. I don't mean to be speaking ill of the dead, but I think his sister is among us. She walks among us in the state of Florida. Yeah, Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. And the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. What I'll do is finish up this quote by Fisher Ames this hour, and then in hour two, what I'll talk about is, who is the judge that presides over the Zimmerman case? Interesting stuff, folks. Can you say the fox in the chicken coop that liked Dairy Queen? That's probably the best way to say it. Oh, Bradley, that's so immature. I'll lighten up. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment. The known propensity of a democracy, we are a republic, is to licentiousness. God shed his grace upon us, folks, so it stands contrary, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. I go on. Once this false grace leaks into the government, then you have something called licentiousness, which is derived from the professed church. And by the way, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said the church is called to be the moral compass. So when that goes, everything else goes. We're called to be the light of the world, and we're to preach from the housetops, friends, those things that the Lord tells us in our ears. In darkness, we're to preach in the light. So the government now, because the church has taught, they're a bunch of antinomianists or anarchists. They've taught that no longer do we need to maintain God's moral law, which was done away with by the Supreme Court in 1962 and 1980. First prayer, then they attack the law. It's not a good place to put yourself. Remember where law ends, tyranny begins, and then America wonders why they have tyrannical governments presiding in governmental positions over important cases, such as the George Zimmerman case. Yeah, that's scary stuff, friends. So what happens after the church teaches a false grace? It falls into the government. Then the government believes they have a right to break the law, and they're making way for tyranny, by the way. They're making it easy for them. And then the next thing the American people do is they stand back and wonder why the media, after it trickles over from government into the media, why a media proclaims half-truths, fabrications, and straight-up lies. As if, again, to say that freedom of speech is now a right to break the law. And then the next thing you hear through the propagandists, through the state-run media, is they begin to talk about equality. I love that. You always hear these liberal, immoral whacks talk about equality, but they never, ever make reference to the law or to the one that gave them their rights. See, folks, civil rights is at war with God-given rights. You need to understand that. If you go back to the civil rights movement, which, by the way, was labeled by the state-run media, not Martin Luther King Jr. To Martin Luther King Jr., it was an issue of law, not color. Don't you remember when J. Edgar Hoover, by the way, all the attacks that were actually contrived and aimed at Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement came directly from the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover. He had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. I didn't know that that was his job, but that's who was doing this. Then comes J. Edgar Hoover to call Martin Luther King Jr. a communist. It's kind of like the Pharisees calling Jesus Beelzebub, you know, the devil. Isn't that cute? It's like the people today, they call preachers cult leaders or cult members. And where did that come from again? That was labeled by the state-run media. Cult is not a bad word. It's a good word, meaning culture. But we're talking about equality right now. And when you look at equality, friends, everybody, listen, you got the homosexuals, you got the abortionists, you call everybody that now wants to violate the law, they're all crying out for their equality. They want their rights. Equality, equality, equality. And putting this back into perspective, listen carefully, when they talk about equality, they never make reference to law or the right giver. As if to say, when I get pulled over by the police officer breaking the laws, going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit, says 55, but I'm going 70, and the cop pulls me over, and I just start to decry, equality, equality, equality. In other words, I'm not ruled by law. I'm ruled by my own passions and my opinion, not yours. Isn't that stupidity and foolishness? But this is what the American people are going along with. Speaking of equality, let's go back to Martin Luther King Jr. Did he say anything about civil rights? No, he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal under the law, that they are endowed by the state, that they are endowed by the government, the president, they're endowed by the judicial branch, the executive branch, or the legislative branch. No, they're endowed by their creator. Remember, when we exercise our rights, our government derives their powers from the consent of we the people. God to man, man to establish government. You see how that works? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal under law. You know, I had a guy the other day, we were talking on that radio station out in New Mexico and St. Louis, Missouri, and he was just trying to advocate homosexuality. And he said, equality, 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 equality. I said, what about the law, the law, the law, the law? Then he went from that to, that's how they're born. I said, yeah, I know, I was born this way too. I like to lie, I like to steal, I like to perjure, I like to commit adultery, I like to dishonor my parents. You see how his stupidity was called out right away in front of everybody to hear and see? When God doesn't make mistakes, friends, and it's going to get to the point, friends, where you're going to tolerate licentiousness, a false grace, so far where someone's going to want to have sex with an animal, and that's okay because that's how they were born. Next thing you're going to hear is the guy that kills his family says, well, I was born this way. I can't help myself. God said in Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. When I get pulled over for speeding, do I look at the cop and say I was born this way? If a man robs a bank, does he say I was born this way? Of course not. We're called to restrain our passions. And by the way, that is the whole purpose of government, said our forefathers, to restrain men from sin. Sin is the transgression of God's moral law. Forget it not. So let me finish this up and I'll take some of these callers. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal under the law, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson. Folks, when you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see that our rights are derived from our Creator, not outside of His will, outside of His law, outside of His directives, outside of His commandments. Of course not. Again, nowhere can you find our Creator advocate the right to break His laws. And you don't have the right to break His laws neither. Read Exodus 20. Freedom is not the right to do whatever we want to do, but that which is right before God to do. Amen. Yeah? Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing. But I'm going to take this phone call. We got Lou in Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm just getting fired up, man, because I've been talking about this and just pondering this, and it's just getting through me, and it's coming out a different way. But I love this train of thought.
It seems to be a follow-up to what you've been writing for the last couple of days, and that's why I jumped in.
Amen. Thank you. You got 2 minutes. Fill it with words.
2 minutes. All right. Licentiousness, as you're calling it. I think the biggest one we've got, the biggest problem, and it's leading to all the others. Because when you don't prohibit theft, and especially when Christians, or any of the other two, you can say the Jews and the Muslims too, because they're all followers of the Old Testament commandments also.
Right.
And when you let theft go, and those who are reaping the benefits of their theft get all this ammunition for propagandizing and controlling the education system, we are dead in the water before we even start. And this whole conversation becomes a moot point, because we cannot possibly win this war of the intellect or of faith, for that matter, because these same pastors that you're talking about, who are they're graced by, you know, they're taking grace to the next level where you can just do anything you want.
Yep.
And still go to heaven, whatever.
Yep.
We call it, once saved, always saved. I always hear that.
Yep.
Colloquial thing. And if you're going to accept that, and that gives you license to sin all your whole life, and because you still got a free pass anyway, there is just no way any of this stuff is going to be overcome. When Christians allow theft to go on in their own neighborhoods and their own politics, there is no hope to stop it anywhere else, and then we lose the propaganda war instantaneously.
And I think
that's the basis of the call.
Thank you very much, Lou. We appreciate you again calling from Michigan. Call last week. Great call. Got me lit up. As a matter of fact, it was last week. Folks, got hour two coming up. We're going to talk about the fox and the chicken coop. Bradley and Jake. Jake will be with us next week, I think. I think? Yeah, right? Yeah, okay, whatever. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.